Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Neetu Da, and this is my show, Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CC, probably the only radio show to ever be subtitled, ironically. And if you're listening to this on your radio, your device of whatever model and kind of version, you know that I mean that ironically, they have yet to create that technology, or maybe they never will. Maybe it's not something people want. They don't want subtitles with recorded content like podcasts and radio and whatnot. We only need it when there's images involved. I wonder about that though. Anyway, let's get back to the topic, which I will tell you now. The topic of this show is about conversations that we have on a daily basis and whether or not there should be creativity in those conversations. And if there is creativity in them now, like for example, I'm sure that some conversations that you have, maybe not daily, depending on what your life looks like, but every now and then you converse with someone and it usually goes exactly the same way. The contents of the conversation will likely be different, but the questions asked and where the conversation's going and where it's headed is always the same. I'll give you an example. For, like, I am a university student. I'm a student here at UBC. And in classes, yeah, sometimes, you know, you talk to your neighbor, you make friends in your classes. And whatever I do, it's usually the same conversations that happen, unless it's a discussion propagated by the teacher. But in cases of small talk, that's mostly what I'm trying to refer to here. It's usually the same. It's always the same. I mean, I always approach it the same way. You know, you always say, hi, how, and then it's hi, how are you? That's like one sentence. It's one phrase that we all say. It goes together. It isn't, if you don't know them too well, then it's probably just hi. But it's usually hi, how are you? Hello, how are you? Hey, how are you? It's always how are you? How are you doing today? Though that's, sometimes you don't really hear. I've talked about this on another show, but on another, not another show, another episode, excuse me. But what I'm trying to get to is that we always go about it in the same way. How are you? And since I'm a student, I usually ask, like, if I know they have a class before this, I'll ask, how was your class before this? Were you able to get the notes for class? When is the next assignment due? It's always the same questions. How is your job going? Or how does the rest of your day look? What plans do you have for the weekend? Oh, that's a popular one. Whenever, you know, some classes are 2 times a week, sometimes they're 3 times a week. Whenever the last class is, I ask someone, you know, what are you doing over the weekend? Or it's the same when summer vacation comes around, or spring break, or reading break. What are your plans for that time? Like, we're so interested in it. I wonder if we really are interested. I know what I'm doing. I don't even know if I want to share it with you, but I'm going to share it, because that's usually how this goes. And if I don't share it with you, then I'll seem, I'm not mysterious, but withholding, and that might damage the relationship, which isn't what I want. I don't want to damage the relationship. I want to keep this mutual relationship of conversing and help each other out for classes. It's just that I don't like small talk. I don't know how to go about it with a new person. I usually come at it with, like, an enthusiastic personality. I think that's how people usually view me at first, you know? A handshake, and then I'm just asking questions. And the conversation's totally focused on you and not on me. Everything, I'm listening intensely to what you're saying, and I'm picking up everything you say, and I'm just asking you questions about it. Well, you have a band. What kind of music do you play? Oh, how many members are in it? Oh, well, do the other members have different other bands? And that's usually how it goes. It's like I'm interviewing you on the spot, on your life and what you're doing and whatnot. And it's all kind of facts-based. It's not very personal and thought-feeling and whatnot. But we always have the same conversation, like, let's move outside of the school. Let's move, like, something that relates to everybody. Like, when you talk to a service person, when you go to the doctor, you know, same routine. Here's my name. This is the time I'm supposed to be here. I'm here to see this doctor. Or an eye appointment, or a dentist appointment, or even over the phone. It's usually the same. It's always the same routine. It's always the same conversation over and over and over again. That's kind of what I'm trying to say. And when it's always awkward when the conversation doesn't flow anymore. I always feel so awkward, like a sudden sweat comes over me, and that I'm not carrying this conversation forward anymore. We've hit a stall. We've hit a sudden break. We're looking at each other. We're thinking, and I'm thinking, maybe you're thinking that, what should I say something? Should they say something? What's going to happen next? And if we don't come up with anything, and then it's just like, okay, blanket statement, like, it was nice to see you, let's do this again sometimes, I hope to see you again, good luck with your bed, or whatever they just mentioned they were about to do, or laundry, or class, or assignment to do, or whatever it really is. It's not to say that in daily conversations you don't care about the other person. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying that in daily conversations, there's not much creativity. You don't come at it at a different angle each time. It's always the same dance. It's always the same dance. And I feel like at some degree, we like the same dance. We like the same song and dance. Maybe that's the reason why we keep listening to the same music and watching the same dances. Dance in my culture is called Bhangra, And a lot of, like, the dance moves are pretty similar. They look very alike. And so it's almost like the dance, every dance has the same moves in it. It's just in a different order. It's just played to different music. It's just at a little bit of a different beat. There's different members, there's different clothing, but it's, like, the same dance. Or even other styles of dancing, maybe swing dancing, not to say that it's bad, definitely not saying that. Even when it comes to music, it's the same. Like, that's how DJs play songs. You find songs that have, like, the same undertone beat or whatever it's called, so that way they shift over nicely, or one goes into the other smoothly. They're the same. We like the same stuff. We do. We don't divert too much. We're not that creative in our daily life. The only times I have a creative conversation is when it's with a person that I know well. But even then, it depends. It depends. Because even with my family, we don't really, like, there are motifs in every family. There are a few things that happen in the family that are, like, just funny within the family, and, you know, you need context of it. Like in my family, my parents had a weird argument recently where, like, my mom's a cook, and she tends to, you know, make a lot of food in the household, and whenever my dad comes home, he usually makes, like, boiled eggs for himself. But this one time, my mom made it for him. And so she's done that, you know, a few times here and there. And she put it in a bowl and gave it to him with salt and pepper and whatnot. And he's always noticed that there's a little water in the bowl whenever she makes it for him. And this time, he decided to ask her, Why is there always water in the bowl whenever you give me boiled eggs? Of course, my parents speak Punjabi, so do I. We are a Punjabi-speaking family. We are Indian, Sikh. So he said it in Punjabi. And my mom said, I washed the egg before I put it in the bowl, because my mom, you know, you unshell it, and to make sure that all the little pieces are gone, she puts it under some water. And then once she puts it in the bowl, there's some water left in there. And my mom and dad had, like, this big argument over it about water, eggs. And it's kind of become a motif now. Like, whenever I'm making, like, boiled eggs, someone else is making boiled eggs, my dad always asks, like, is it watered eggs? So we all have, like, those little motifs. And again, it's the same conversation. It's the same joke. It might still be funny. And we have a lot of those in my family. Like, I imagine everybody else has a lot of those with their family, or even with friends. Like, Miles Black, who is the previous music director here. He's been on the show at least 4 times on this show. We have a few kind of motifs whenever we see each other. Like, whatever he says goodbye in an email or in person, he usually says cheers at the end. And then I always thought I should probably have something to say also when we kind of part. So I every single time whenever we meet, when I would leave, I would always try to think of a new one. The one I've kind of stuck with now is I'll see you when I see you, because our schedules are very different, and now that he's moving on from this position, I'll likely see him less, so hopefully we'll still stay good friends. And we have an ongoing bet going on. If you want to hear more about that, check out Miles' show here at CATR called Chaotic Music Meetings. Great show, which I've also been on a few times. But okay, let's see. Those are all just examples. Where is the creativity in conversations and in our daily conversations with each other? And should there be creativity in it, or should it just be the same song and dance? Is that good enough? Like, is it good enough to just simply call a woman beautiful or pretty or, you know, the classics? Are the classics good enough? Or in this case, how are you was never really a classic. It's just kind of the norm, really. Are those good enough? Should there be creativity in conversations? And I feel like that would be very difficult to do, to have, especially with a new person in a new conversation and even in a workplace. And even if you were to make it creative, how would you make it creative? Would you say, how are you, in a different way? Then they might see you as weird, not being able to follow the rules or not knowing the norms, and they might not take you as just being enthusiastic and being a little creative. They might not view it that way or see it that way, really. So should there be creativity in conversations? Should it be limited to just friends and family and people you know? Or can you expand it to other people? I feel like that's where the daily or dull conversations come in, when it's just with, like, random people you meet here and there for classes, professors, meet co-workers that you don't see often. But even if you do get to know them, it's still the same song and dance. It's difficult to ascertain when that creativity or, well, then dullness comes in, because it depends. It depends on how well you know the person, what context it is in. I feel like those are the two main factors. But even in, like, context where you go for an appointment, perhaps. See, if you don't have regular appointments here with this doctor, there might be some creativity there when you see each other. But let me give you another example. I have, like many of us, I have a doctor that I usually go to, not regularly, but whenever I, you know, sick or whatnot, I always go to him. And we kind of have a song and dance, where he always asks me the same questions, which I like to hear. He always asks me, like, how's school going? What are you studying? What are your future plans? How are you going to help out your parents in the future? And that kind of stuff. And I always liked that. I always liked that it was the same conversation. So that's a debate I have in my head, or the conversation I'm having with myself. Should there be creativity in conversations? And if there should be, in what conversations? Are they limited? Are they not limited? Or should we just stick to the same song and dance? And even though I pose this question, I'm sure that we are just going to keep sticking to the same song and dance going forward. And even after this episode, as I continue through life, I will stick by the same song. I will sing it again and again and again, because that's what people take to. They take to that song of how are you? If I just think about my experiences, which is really all that I can draw on, I remember there was this one class that I had actually this term, where I met this person named Sarah. They were from Sweden, I believe. They were here on exchange, and we sat next to each other, and the professor asked us to, you know, discuss about a certain topic, and, you know, we introduced ourselves, like, hi, how are you? I'm Neetu, and, you know, I'm Sarah. And we kind of just jumped in, like, let's just go into our opinions, what we observe about this topic. But then sometimes you kind of run out of material and you're already done talking about the topic, even though there probably is more to discuss. It's just that we feel like that's all there is to it. That's enough for this conversation. We really just want to hear what the professor said. Sometimes that's how I feel during a lecture, I like that time to hear what the professor says, and then later on to discuss it with peers or just with myself. That's kind of the way I prefer it. But if, you know, professors have their own style. But so we went on to like personal conversations. I forgot how she mentioned she was Sweden. I feel like that had something to do from the topic. Like she said, oh, in Sweden we do it this way. And then I think I asked her about it. And we were talking about it, and I asked, like, how has Canada been treating her? Like, how has she liked her time here so far? And she said, you know, I like it. It's good. It's fine. I'm enjoying myself and whatnot. Yeah, the whatnot. Whatever you say whatnot, you know that it's not a very creative conversation. But then she went on to say that something she observed about students here at UBC is that everybody's kind of always talking about something they want to do, some sort of goal, some sort of achievement. And she said that in Sweden, that's not really the vibe there. People are less interested in attaining goals and kind of moving forward or up the ladder in terms of jobs or academia or whatever it is. They're more interested in drinking and having fun. At least that's what I recall of the conversation. And so that's kind of so that's where I think that the context of what the conversation is, that's where the creativity comes in. The context of what you're saying. But another thing that I feel where conversations are kind of a song and dance is how you introduce yourself. The way I introduce myself is always the same. It's a little different. It's a little variant. It's the same way how I introduce this show. It's usually the same song and dance. Always the same song, that's for sure. But sometimes it's a little different. Sometimes, you know, there's some improvisation in it. And I feel like I've crafted this speech a little bit over time. It's improved, almost like a comedy sketch, where it's just improved over time. I've made some adjustments. I've made some edits. I think some things that work a little better. And then depending on the context and the person I'm speaking to, I might change it a little more. I always introduce myself with my, not always, actually. I think I should make it more point, possibly. But I like to, it usually goes like this. Hi, I'm Gernita, but call me Nitu. You can remember it like your knee and the number 2, Nitu. That usually helps people remember it. I study here at UBC. I'm a student. I'm studying sociology and human geography. I'm doing a double major, and that's usually how it goes. Sometimes I sprinkle in or add in a few things about, like, depending on kind of what they say and where the conversation goes. Like, if it's here at CITR, I will probably mention what I do here at CITR. I'll mention this show. I'll mention my illustrations on Discord magazine. I might mention that I was a performer student executive. If maybe they're interested in that, I could provide some guidance or whatnot. But I feel like an interview is where conversations go to die. because there's formulas you follow. Just like how in daily conversations there are those formulas you follow. You introduce yourself, then you tell them a little bit about yourself. They tell you a little bit about themselves, and then you go on to the topic of discussion that you want to talk about. And in an interview, it's very formulated. What I've learned is that, you know, you follow the pause formula, STAR formula, pause, personal, academic, work, skills. STAR, situation, task, action, result, relevance. Yes, there are 2 R's. But I think it also depends on where you go to, on what the different formulas are. Like how when you go to a different country, there's different formulas. When you go to a different city and different areas of the city, there are different formulas that you follow. There are different daily conversations that happen, but they're all the same song and dance in that area. And now, as we go to an instrumental break, you see how that's creative? It's usually commercial break, but because it's instrumental music, I said instrumental break. I know it's not genius, but it's one of the ways you can add creativity into daily conversations, if you so do desire. And this first song is from let's start with the artist. Urban Surf Kings. I might say that is quite a cool cover that they have. And the album is called Astro Surf A-Go-Go. 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 No, I'm not echoing. I'm just repeating. And this song is called Hot Pig Bites. Real creative.
Thank you. All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it raw. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does it make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even, what? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm your host, Neetu Dunn. This is my show, Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CC. And we were just listening to the artists, Urban Surf Kings, and their album Astro Surf A-Go-Go. A-Go-Go. Which I can't help but say that twice, because that's just a phrase I don't get to say often. It doesn't come up much in daily conversations, as you know, they miss creativity. And I just played two tracks. I played track 11 and 12 called... 11 is called Hot Pig Bites, and number 12 is called Gringe Beans, I believe. I can't quite read this person's writing, but I believe that is what it is called. Quite creative names. And while I was listening to it, it reminded me a lot about SpongeBob for some reason. It sounded kind of familiar. And it kind of gave me the vibe of, like, the SpongeBob animation. I wonder if they take that as a compliment. Maybe, possibly, don't know. Don't know them personally at all. So far, I have been talking about creativity in daily conversations that seem to be very dull and the same song and dance, but at the same time, we sort of like the same song and dance, and therefore, do we want creativity in daily conversations, or is it okay to just keep that creativity with the people we know personally, or where the context, or the person, or whatever the dependents are that allow for it? And I feel like I've said that quite concisely. Quite a concise sentence, which is something I sometimes struggle with. Wording something just the right way, just the perfect way. This is quite an aside, but I know this person, a classmate of mine, who's very good at wording things. She's very good at wording things, and she's very particular about many little things. She likes all the details and the precise things. I feel like I also pay attention to detail for sure. Let's put it this way. I pay attention to detail, but she likes to add details. But yeah, I was just reminded of her for a second, so I just wanted to shout out to her, I suppose. Where were we? I'm lost. Let me find myself. Which you don't have much time to do these days. Because you always have to know who you are and what you're up to. Because as I have been doing recently, and maybe some of you have also, I have been job hunting. I have been doing interviews and reading job descriptions and writing resumes and cover letters and whatnot. And something that I feel that a lot of different organizations mention in their descriptions, or the way that they all kind of seem to play off, is that they want someone who is there 100%. They're okay if you get sick and, you need some time off and, you can't come to work today and things like that. But they're not okay if you're not positive when you're here. I feel like organizations care a lot about attitude. They care and they want you to keep up that attitude that they want. Whether it's you're hardworking or you're enthusiastic or you're a go-getter or you're willing to work weekends and long nights, if you're, you're keen on learning. You know, they all have their different culture and different expectations and whatnot. But it seems like in order to have a job, you need to be in a positive mood, and not all of us are there. Some of us, we get depressed, we fall down, we're not always at our best, we're not always who we want to be where we want to be or should be. We're not always there, we're not always at 100%, and sometimes it's difficult to keep up with those expectations. If you're down in the dumps, if you're depressed, if you're not feeling your best, if you're feeling under the weather, I have no idea what that, I know what that phrase means, but I have no idea where that came from, or rather how that indicates what it means. There's another one called, what is it, check the ropes? Let's check the ropes. Have you ever heard that one? I never understood it. Well, I know what it means, like make sure everything's in place, everything's correct. But why ropes? Why ropes? Why not something, well, I see how ropes can be essential. But how often do you see ropes today? You rarely see ropes today. I haven't seen ropes since elementary gym class, where they had like that ladder made out of rope on the wall, or they asked us to climb that one rope really high, and there was only like one person in the class who could actually climb really high on that rope. You rarely see ropes. Well, again, it depends on what your life is. Maybe you see a lot of ropes in your daily life. But let's go back to job descriptions. They're very, if you're in a bad mood, however you want to put it, whatever your, what's a comparison, whatever your per se preferred pronouns are, though pronoun isn't the correct grammatical term here, but as a metaphor, however you would like to define your condition or your feelings or where you are currently. I'm not going to strict you by some sort of rubric or scale. then don't read job descriptions. They can be very off-putting if you read them at those times. Even when you're energetic. Because there's also a lot of jargon in job descriptions, and that can be difficult to overcome because all of that jargon makes it seem like you don't know what you're doing, you don't qualify for this position, so you give up on the position. But that's just jargon, that's just industry terms. Just because you don't know what those terms refer to doesn't mean that you don't know what they are. You just don't know the term. You don't know the lingo, but you probably know what they are. One of the classes I took here at UBC was a sociology course. It was about I don't remember the title of the course, but it was surrounding gender. It was kind of a seminar course where we would read an article for the class, and when we came into class, we would discuss the article. The professor would lead the conversation in certain ways and try to emphasize the main points in the article. But we would have kind of open discussions about it, which isn't usually what you get from university. It's usually, you know, you read the articles, but the professor usually just not necessarily tells you everything in the article, but there isn't as the whole class isn't just on discussion of it, like how you might discuss a book in a book club. It's not like that. Normal lectures are more like a book report by the professor, I guess, if you think of it that way. But in this gender course, I learned about something, a concept called the ideal worker. The ideal worker. If we all kind of think about what is your ideal worker, you would probably think someone who's hardworking, someone who's committed, someone who can be there for the organization, someone who has the skills and the strength and the intellect to do well in the position. And if it was more fresh on my mind and I didn't take this course last year, I can probably give more descriptions than that. But what it comes down to is that the description of an ideal worker, as Joan Eager likes to say, or as she kind of describes, is that it describes a male worker, not a female worker, because you want a worker to be committed to the work, committed to the position. And it's more difficult for women to be committed, as she argues, due to their caretaking needs. No, not needs. The other responsibilities that they have. Women are usually tasked with the responsibility to cook, clean, take care of children, if there are any, and those occupy a lot of their time. And even, like, maternity leave might be an issue for some companies. They don't want women because they'll take maternity leave and that's time off. They have to refill the position. It takes a lot to train somebody. So that's another complication. I wonder if there's a maternity leave for First Lady or a Prime Minister. We haven't had a female Prime Minister in Canada yet, though there was a brief time where we did have one, but they weren't voted in. The Prime Minister at the time, I don't remember if they passed away or if they had to leave the position for some reason, but the second in line was a female, and she got to be the Prime Minister for a little bit, a few months, as my recollection serves me, but she was never voted in. So I don't really count her as the first Prime Minister of Canada. But there was a time where there was, technically, for a brief period of time, There was. And I wonder, would she have gotten maternity leave? From what do you want from a prime minister? You want them to be in tune with the country's issues at hand, the problems, the main topics, what needs to be discussed. And if they're on maternity leave, how can they do that? How can they do the position if they're away? So that's an argument. It's ideal worker. That's how job descriptions can be deceiving. Just something to think about. Creativity and daily conversations and job descriptions and how they're very idealistic. Though I'm sure when you actually start the position, all of those things that seemed important in the job description might not be so relevant to the position once you start. It may turn out differently, but then again, I don't have much experience in that area. Experience, but definitely not as much as people who are older than me or even my age who have more, who had more opportunities or more chances, or maybe they were more adamant on it than I have been. The whole show has been surrounded by mentality, I guess. And now let's get our minds off of our minds. And let's listen to this last album I'm gonna play, which when I first heard the title of it, it really just drew me in. The album is called The Romance of Improvisation in Canada. The Genius of Eldon Rathburn. I don't believe I'm saying that correctly. And my time is almost up for the show. It's almost 9 a.m., which brings another thing to mind. My mom listens to a lot of radio. And when she found out that I was going to have my own radio show, or rather when I told her, and she started listening to it, she asked me, why don't you say good morning when you start? And I never thought about it. I never thought about saying good morning before the show as like a greeting to you, the audience. It just never came to mind. I just thought, okay, introduce the show, go about this show. How selfish of me for not saying good morning. How selfish of me for not doing that song and dance. How dare I be creative on my show? How dare I? No offense to my mother. Oh, goodness. Let's move past it, everybody. So my time's almost up, but before I go, I'm going to play that song from The Romance of Improvisation. And this first song is called... It's the same title as the album, The Romance of Improvisation. Prepare your ears, because it is about to pop. Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen. This is
an advertisement for
Finding the Funny
on CITR 101.9 Mondays 6 to 6:30. We'd love for you to tune in and check us out on Twitter at Finding Funny FM. Every week, host Nico McEwen talks about new comedy topics, whether it be stand-up, sketch comedy, TV comedy, and more, always playing some of the most hilarious bits
with your host, Nico McEwen.
You're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts around downtown at
Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, Sakura's Classical Records, the Cinematheque, Vinyl Records, and the Fall Tattooing.
And next up at 9:30 a.m. is Comedy Zeitgeist.